the Excellence in Ag winner's name. Thanks for being with us, everyone. Lee Maddox with today's Access on Agriculture. This past weekend, Tennessee's young farmers and ranchers held their annual fall educational tour. That's where they travel to a different region of the state. And this year, they were in Northwest Tennessee, where they visited a sweet potato factory, a clay pit, Tosh Farms, and the future site of the Obion ethanol plant. They also hold their Excellence in Agriculture competition. That's a program that recognizes young farmers who are not necessarily full-time farmers, but are actively involved in the industry. And this year, state winners were John and Mary Margaret Chester of Weakley County.
Well, it was humbling and overwhelming at the same time.
We were very surprised.
The Excellence in Agriculture contestants are judged on their farming operations, plus their knowledge of three major issues that agriculture will face in the next 5 years.
We wanted to talk a little bit about urbanization and talked about tax inheritance and also water rights. Well, we just wanted to choose three that kind of hit home at us and fit in to some issues we're currently experiencing at home, and that's always the easiest to talk about when you're already being affected.
Now, John Chester is the full-time manager of Fowler Farms in Weakley County, which includes some 4,000 acres of row crops. The Chesters also own C&P Baling, a custom hay operation, and they have a 30-cow beef herd. The young couple have been involved in the Farm Bureau's Young Farmers Program for the past 7 years and believe there's no better representation for the farmer.
It's very important. There's nothing else in the state of Tennessee that allows you to be able to voice your opinion in agriculture like the Farm Bureau.
Well, the Chesters will now go on to compete for the National Excellence in Agriculture Award representing Tennessee, and that will take place this coming January at the American Farm Bureau Convention in New Orleans. Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us again tomorrow on the Tennessee Radio Network.